Reports on the prison scandals of the U.S. forces in Iraq have always been limited to the dire conditions of male prisoners. But how about the female ones? While the U.S.-led forces claim that there are only 13 Iraqi women being held in the U.S. custody in Iraq, some Iraqi officials and human rights activists believe that there are more than 100 female prisoners in the occupiers' prisons.
Human rights organizations and ministries are not allowed to visit the prisoners. We have received reports uncovering that there are more than 100 females inside U.S. prisons for long periods of time without being charged.
According to former Iraqi prisoners, the Iraqi female prisoners are being held in dire conditions, being raped and forced to striptease before the very eyes of their male guards. Most of them suffer terrible humiliations.
What I have suffered inside American prison is so terrible that I can't express in words. I was detained during a U.S. raid on my house in Diyala. They took me to get information about my husband, and they kept me for 1.5 years without being charged. My 3 children were left without care, and I had many psychological problems.
Not all of the women have been detained on charge of complicity in anti-U.S. campaigns. The charge of most of them is only being married to Iraqi wanted fighters. The occupiers use their arrest as a mean of putting pressure on Iraqi fighters. Most human rights activists in Iraq have urged the world community to bring to trial the violators of human rights in the war-stricken country. But so far, no step has been taken in this direction. Usama Bayati, Press TV, Baghdad.